And finally, it's time for our gene of the month, P53, also known as the guardian of the genome. The story starts back in the 1970s when a British scientist called David Lane was working with his colleagues at the Imperial Cancer Research Fund, now Cancer Research UK, studying a monkey virus known as SV40, which caused cancer in mouse cells growing in the lab. In particular, they were looking at two proteins made by the virus, known as the large T and small T antigens, believed to be the key to its cancer-causing abilities. By trawling infected cell extracts with these proteins, in the same way a fisherman might trawl the sea with a net, Lane hooked out a small protein weighing just 53 kilodaltons. That's the unit of measurement for molecules. Writing in their groundbreaking 1979 paper, published in the journal Nature, Lane and his boss Lionel Crawford note that it is possible that this mystery protein may normally act as a regulator of certain cellular functions related to growth control. It is of prime importance to determine the level of this protein in normal cells and see if it is induced by other carcinogenic agents. The human gene that encodes P53, called TP53, was found in 1984, and we now know it's responsible for turning other genes on in response to DNA damage. You can see your own TP53 gene at work if you've ever been foolish enough to get sunburnt. That horrible peeling stuff is dead skin cells, killed as a result of P53 switching on a cell's suicide pathway, preventing the damaged cells from turning cancerous. Hence its nickname, the guardian of the genome. That's great when it's working, but the majority of cancers seem to switch off the gene or somehow inactivate the protein, effectively throwing the guardian in jail and running riot in the body. Since its discovery, P53 is now known to be involved in a huge range of biological functions, from aging and immunity to development in the womb. Nearly four decades on from David Lane's first discovery, scientists are still trying to figure out exactly how it works inside cells and how to use that knowledge to tackle cancer and other diseases. One approach is to use drugs that can reactivate P53 in cancer cells, letting it out of prison so it can kill the rogue cells. Another approach is to specifically target and kill cells that don't have active P53, which should be cancer cells rather than healthy ones. So far, this is all at an experimental stage, so watch this space. And speaking of guardians, but of the galaxy rather than the genome, as far as I can tell, there are currently no genes named Groot or Baby Groot, so they're still up for grabs in case you're a geneticist in search of ideas for your latest DNA discovery. If you want to find out more about how scientists are zooming in on cancer, including a sneaky sci-fi look at what cancer treatment might look like in the future, and a radiotherapy machine that sounds suspiciously like a steam engine, do check out the longer version of this show on the main Naked Scientist podcast feed. That's nakedscientist.com/podcasts. And of course, there are all sorts of fantastic Naked Scientist shows covering everything from space junk and the stars to the internal workings of the human body and brain. That's all for now. Next month, I'll be back with more from the Genetics Society Spring Meeting, with tales of bees and trees, and also taking an incredible three-dimensional multimedia journey into the genome. Until then, if you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at thenakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll be back next month for another peek inside your genes.